Believe it or not, post-game press conferences are not one of the best parts of being a high-level athlete. After a win, they can be tiring. After a loss, they can be torturous. UNC gave 12 post-game press conferences last football season. 8 of them were of the losing variety. And in 5 of those 8 losing pressers, Jordan Shipp stepped to the podium and answered questions.
Self-inflicted wounds, that's all it is, man. Self-inflicted wounds, and that's something that we gotta own up to.
He was 19 years old when the season started and still isn't able to legally buy a drink, though those rules may be bent in Ireland next week. And yet, because of his near constant presence in front of microphones and camera lenses throughout what was a tumultuous season, Shipp became the steady face and voice of the program. A prep star from Charlotte's Providence Day School, Shipp spurned offers from Virginia Tech, Louisville, and even mighty Michigan to suit up for the Tar Heels. After a star turn as a sophomore, he didn't give the transfer portal the time of day. It's why teammates have started giving Shipp a new nickname, Mr. Carolina. In this de facto role, Shipp has become one of the first faces newcomers see when arriving in Chapel Hill. Those newcomers include Wisconsin transfer and fellow receiver Tretch Kekahuna, whose locker in Keenan Stadium is roughly 4,700 miles away from his hometown of Honolulu. Almost immediately after Kekahuna announced he was coming to Carolina, Shipp reached out.
First day I committed, our first hour actually, I posted that I committed here. Jordan Shipp texted me via DM, and he just said, you know, he's ready to get to work, and that's just the type of player he is. He's very a positive guy, you know. He's God-oriented, so that's another big thing for me and him that we connect with. And yeah, just little things like that just plays a long way with him.
Sending welcome messages is one thing. Leading by example is another. And Shipp surely did that last season when he led the Tar Heels in all three major receiving categories, catches, yards, and touchdowns. That was more than enough for Shipp to leave an impression on his head coach, Bill Belichick.
Well, he's an effective leader because really of two things. He works very hard and does his job very well. And so I think everybody on the team respects that. They respect his performance. They respect his work ethic. And he's a great teammate.
Shipp's performance on the field is matched in the classroom. Prior to what would normally be his junior year academically, Shipp has already graduated with a double major in communication studies and exercise and sports science in just 2 years, thanks to heavy summer class workloads. This year, he plans to pursue his master's degree, all while still playing football for the Tar Heels. With his undergraduate degree secured, Shipp could have easily gone somewhere else as a graduate transfer. Instead, he's back. And that's a decision which teammate Christo Kelly said only adds to Shipp's reputation as a locker room leader.
In an era of people just transferring, losing credits, not graduating with degrees, he's a guy that took his, you know, took his education seriously, and then, you know, how hard he works day in and day out, you know, what he's able to do from a leadership perspective to, you know, help push young guys to their limits. It's, you know, he's a guy that everyone on the team looks to, right? When, you know, when Jordan talks, everyone listens.
Everyone includes the media and fans, who listened as Shipp stayed relentlessly positive at the press conference podium during the difficult 2025 season. Though Shipp likely would have preferred to have been somewhere else, his post-game debriefs became acts of service to the school and program to which he is so loyal. As Kelly said, that loyalty has started to become the exception and not the rule in modern college football. But to hear Shipp tell it, the idea of transferring simply never crossed his mind. He is Mr. Carolina, indeed.
This is home. Carolina's home to me. Like, there's nowhere else I wanted to go. Everybody kept asking about the portal. When I made it clear after the NC State game, there was nowhere I was going, no matter what was going on. We were going to figure out how to bring wins to Carolina because I bleed blue. That's just, it is what it is. I'm a Carolina man, Carolina guy, and that's just what I am. Go Heels through and through.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.